You know what I'm hearing? This message is for the one who's been carrying what's not even yours to carry. Emotionally, spiritually, physically. You've been holding it all together for people who've done nothing but drain you. And God is stepping in right now saying, enough. That pressure sitting on your chest, that ache in your bones, that heaviness you can't name. That's not just stress, that's a warning. Heaven's been trying to get your attention. You've got a heart that sees the best in people, even when they show you the worst. You've poured into folks who never poured back, prayed for people who've cursed you behind your back. You've begged God to heal relationships he's been trying to help you release. And now you're wondering why your joy feels distant, why your soul feels tired. It's because you're trying to rescue people who aren't ready to be saved. I'm being shown this real clearly. Some of you are in a Jason's Lyric moment, that good-hearted soul trying to move forward into something peaceful, something healthy, something whole, while someone you love keeps pulling you back into the pain, into the dysfunction, into the trauma they're not ready to let go of. And there's that line again, you can't save a brother who doesn't want to be saved. And it's not just brothers, it's friends, parents, children, partners. You've been exhausting yourself trying to be their miracle when God never asked you to be their savior. That's not your job. You were called to reflect light, not break yourself trying to drag people out of the shadows. Some of them, they thrive in chaos. They feel powerful in confusion, and they felt safest when you were stuck in it with them. But that season is closing. God is trying to lift you, trying to place you in rooms that match your calling, trying to usher you into healing that's been delayed too long. But every time you run back, trying to fix what he's already unassigned, you delay the peace he's been preparing. You don't owe your freedom to anyone's comfort. And God is saying now, let go. Let me handle them. You've done enough. Now it's your time to heal. You know what I'm picking up? This last stretch you're walking through, it's not just hard, it's holy. This is the final confrontation before your next level, and that's why it feels like everything is pressing down at once. The weight on your chest, the sudden waves of sadness, the confusion creeping in when you were doing fine last week. It's not random. It's spiritual. It's the enemy's last attempt to keep you from stepping into what's already written. They've tried attacking your mind, your money, your relationships, anything to shake your sense of identity. And when none of that worked, they went for the most sensitive place, your heart. Because if they can't block your blessings, they'll try to break your belief. And God is showing me this clearly. This isn't just toxic behavior. This is spiritual warfare wrapped in familiar faces and past patterns. Some of the people you're still trying to keep close, they were never meant to go with you. And the reason the pain cuts so deep is because you keep pouring into soil God already called dead. You've been giving your heart, your prayers, your loyalty to people who were never wired to receive it. And it's not because you're hard to love. It's because they were never assigned to love you right. You've got to stop calling rejection spiritual confusion. It's protection. They don't see your value, not because you're invisible, but because they don't have the eyes to recognize divine favor. They weren't built for your breakthrough, and no matter how hard you try to explain yourself, show your heart, or fix what's broken, they will never hold you the way God is preparing someone else to. And here's the warning. If you keep chasing what he's trying to release you from, you're going to inherit their consequences. God's not trying to scare you, he's trying to shield you. But you've got to move when he says move. You've got to stop giving CPR to connections he already called time of death on. This is your moment, not just to survive, but to step fully into the future that's been calling you. The blessings are already here, but you've got to let go of what's been secretly holding you back. Let it fall. Let them go. It's time. Let me tell you something clearly. God's promise over your life is still alive, still active, and still unfolding, no matter who tried to sabotage it. There is divine purpose written on your name, and no lie, no loss, no betrayal can erase what heaven has already ordained. The devil's been trying to convince you that it's over, that you missed your moment, that the pain disqualified you, but he's a liar. And your pain, it's been part of the process. You may be crying, you may feel alone, but even if all you can whisper is, "Thank you, God," through the tears, he hears it. You're not abandoned, you're in the building phase. See, God isn't building something temporary in you, He's laying a foundation that will outlast every storm. If it came quickly, it wouldn't carry weight. But because he's allowing time, refinement, and separation, you can trust it will stand. Peace that's real, love that lasts, joy that doesn't break when life hits hard. That's what he's preparing in you. So yes, it hurts right now. Yes, it's lonely. But it's necessary. He's stripping you of what can't go with you. Now listen closely. Those who tried to break you, they're not stronger than you. They couldn't have survived what you've walked through. They wore masks while you were facing fire with no protection but faith. And you didn't just survive. You came out stronger. Their confidence came from your light. Their stability came from your presence. The moment you pulled back, the cracks started showing. That ex, that friend, that family member, they didn't love you. They leaned on you. And now that their other options are failing, they're looking for a way back in. But when they try to spin the block, God is saying, don't open the door, not with hate, but with holy boundaries. You're not who you were. You've grown, you've healed, you've risen. God didn't let them walk out to punish you. He let them walk so he could bring you into alignment. Their exit was your release. Their betrayal was your divine redirection. So don't look back. Let them sit in what they've sown while you rise into what God is building. You're not chasing closure, you're choosing freedom. Keep going. It's your time now. Let me tell you something real. God's moves may not always make sense in the moment, but everything he allows, everything he removes, everything he shifts, is for your healing and your future. Some of us didn't want to let go. We were too busy trying to fix people who didn't want to be saved. You tried to hold on to love that already walked out. You tried to bloom in places where the soil was dry and toxic. So God let it fall apart, not to break you, but to free you, to pull you back into alignment, to lift you higher than where you were trying to stay stuck. You kept giving from a pure place, your love, your peace, your loyalty, into relationships God never assigned to you. And while it felt noble, it was depleting. But God is too good to let your light be misused. He's not going to let your heart be drained by people who only came to take. That love you've been pouring out, it's sacred. And there is someone God is shaping even now, who won't just take from you, but who will pour into you. Someone who sees your value, not just your sacrifice. But here's what you have to understand. As long as you keep ignoring the signs, as long as you cling to what's already shown you it won't grow, you leave room for the enemy to linger. Every time you stay past the expiration, you invite warfare. You give the devil access to disrupt what God is trying to restore. And he's saying no more. That door you kept open, he's shutting it now. And it's not rejection, it's redirection. Because when that next opportunity comes, when that blessing falls in your lap, when real love shows up, when the platform is placed under your feet, it's going to expose every lie they ever spoke about you. Not by force, but by fruit. God's justice doesn't look like revenge. It looks like elevation. And it will be seen. Loud and clear. And yes, God will make sure you witness this part too. Their consequences. Not out of spite, but so you finally know. They didn't win. They weren't right. They didn't walk away clean. God saw everything. And now he's setting it all right.